Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
I never have my phone, but I'm literally texting Adam Sandler in real time to see if I can get an answer about a news story we have.
That is a professional news person.
Well, so. I've got to check my sources,
Rossi. I know. Isn't it great when we have a story about Adam Sandler? She can just get straight to the source right here. Adam, text back.
Well, here is the news. So Variety reports that Adam Sandler may have written the first draft for Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh, my God.
Kidding me. I want it, I need it, and I stayed up last night with my daughter watching Billy Madison.
You did?
Yeah, and then I sent I sent Sandler a video of that, and then he sent me another video back, and I'm waiting to see if he's confirming about the Happy Gilmore 2 script, because actor Christopher McDonald, who was Shooter McGavin, remember, he's, he's the bad guy. Well, he was in the original 1996 film, as you see right there, but he claims that Adam recently showed him a copy of the first draft to the sequel of Happy Gilmore.
And please.
I'm waiting to find out if Christopher McDonald is correct, which I'm not doubting him. I just figure.
Yeah, we want the source. And you sent him pictures of the audience, right? And did it go through?
I did. I'm a proper journalist. I sent him pictures of all of us. You can see. You're
all
in
that. Yeah, that's for the commercial break.
Right there.
In the meantime, we'll move on. Upworthy is reporting a daughter gave her honest reviews on her mom's 90s teenage heartthrobs. Okay, and the users were devastated that she didn't see the appeal of Dawson's Creek Fellas, giving them a low rating out of 10. What? That's sacrilegious. Take a look at this.
You were either Team Dawson or you were Team Pacey. So I'm going to show you Pacey next, okay?
Who's this?
This is Dawson.
Dawson?
Yeah. Okay, here's Pacey.
That's a 2. The last one was a 4. That one's so bad.
Now, I was equal Pacey and Dawson, I just have to say. Anyone else? Raise your hand. You could, okay. Maybe just me. But I think this is sort of like heartbreaking because even Mark Paul Gosselaar, a.k.a. Zach Morris, was just a 2.5 out of 10, according to her daughter. What is wrong with you? I love him. I love an AC Slater. I'd even throw in a screech every now and then. You know what I mean? Do your daughters, do they look at your heartthrobs from the day and think, ew? Have you ever had that combo with them? Well, like you love Elvis, right?
Oh my God.
See,
he's my ultimate. So but I don't know if they would find him the way that I see him.
How could you look at Elvis and not think he's a 10 out of 10, right?
I freak for Elvis.
Of course, I freak for AC Slater and Zach Morris and Dawson and Pacey.
Well, this just in, I have breaking news.
Oh my gosh.
So I'll just say this from my source, that it is in process.
We can confirm it is in process.
There is a process, and that process is in process.
So there could be a Happy Gilmore too, is what we're saying. It's looking good. Understood. I'm wondering, do people come up to you all the time and say, we need a this part two, a Never Been Kissed Again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love when they do, because I'm like, oh my God, really? Then you'd think the first one didn't suck.
Yeah. Do you like to think about your characters, like what happened to them next, and what could, like, where is Josie now, you know? What happened to her?
Right here.
Yeah. I just said, got it.
Adam, he is the most loyal, amazing friend. He shows up for you. If you have a friend like Adam Sandler, you are a lucky human. He is the most incredible human being, and he's everything you wish he was and more.
It makes sense to me why you guys are so close, because you're exactly like that too, Drew.
Really?
Yes, you are.
Oh my God, I didn't, thank you.
Yes, you are.
I didn't see that one coming.
Well, it makes sense that you're so close.
Thank you.
You gotta dish it out, you gotta take it too.
Oh, I'm not good at taking it, but I'll try.
Good people stick together, don't you think? Yeah, it makes sense. Last up, CNN reports waiters, start your engines.
This story is wild.
Uh-huh, so the Course de Café, it's a race in Paris, recently took place where servers raced 1.2 miles around the capital holding a tray one-handed with a cup of coffee, a glass of water, and a croissant on the tray, okay? And to win, you needed to be quick and you needed to be careful. If you spill, you lose 2 points. The two winners won tickets to the Olympic opening ceremonies this summer. So there were major stakes on the line, and I thought, you know, I bet we could do this, Drew.
So, you think?
I'm pretty sure.
Have you met me? I'm not graceful.
You could do this. We have right here. We have trays with water, a little coffee, and a croissant. One-handed, Drew.
Oh, gosh. I'm like the least graceful person on the planet.
You can do this. Okay. There you go. See, you got this. Now, we're gonna start here.
Yeah, I'm also in heels, Fred. I'm ginger. I'm doing everything in heels and backwards.
Fine, I'll go up too.
Okay,
great. So, we're gonna start at the desk. We're gonna run over to that bistro table right there, and we're gonna circle it twice and come back here. No spilling. Got it?
Got it.
Okay, on your mark. Get set. Go. No spills, either one of us.
I feel like we could call that a tie.
It was a total tie, and we all win.
I love that.
Well done.
By the way, we passed by two beautiful women over here.
We didn't even get to say hi. Hi. Croissant, water, coffee.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. May we serve you?
Yes, what are your guys' names?
I'm Landy.
Hi, Landy. That's such a beautiful name for a beautiful person.
I'm Alexis.
Alexis, also a beautiful
name. Thank you so much.
Were you impressed by our skills?
Oh, yeah. Yes, so impressed.
You were very, good.
Very proper.
Thank you.
And so are you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. What am I? Chopped liver? Oh, thank you so much.
Well,
thank you.
After the break, we're going to show you how to get the best massage without having to go to a spa. What? I need to know about this. And the Weekender is coming up next, everybody.
Oh, wait till you see this.
Let's face it.
people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Addicted to it. Hi, welcome back. It's time for The Weekender, where we share our favorite things to read, watch, drink, anything that we're sort of in love with lately that we think, oh God, you know, would anyone else be interested in this? So First up is something to read. It's called Dear Rebel. It's actually a series of a company called Rebel Girl. And what they do is they teach us about important female figures throughout history. So this is a series that's very near and dear to my heart. I've collected all the books for my daughters, and I learned so much about women throughout history that have paved the way. Actually, this book I'm actually in, which is shocking. I got sort of in on the action.
How cool you get to be in there.
And then my colleague, Wendy McMahon, is in here too, and she's literally a reason our show exists.
Shout out, Wendy.
So thank you, Wendy. And there's 144 other amazing women just in this one book alone, but check out the whole series, Rebel Girl, and this latest one is Dear Rebel. Oh, and by the way, everyone in our audience is going home with a copy.
Hey. So. How about that? Love that.
Great gift idea, too. Okay, well, my Weekender is something to watch. So it's Ross Rewind, where I give you a movie that you should maybe take another look at. One of my favorites came out in 1998. It's called Big Business. It stars Lily Tomlin and Bette Midler. Do you remember this movie, you guys? It is so campy and so fun. They each play dual roles as sets of identical twins that were mismatched at birth. It is so silly and so fun and sort of ridiculous and one of my absolute favorites. And if you've never seen it, you can stream it on Disney Plus right now. A bunch of other places you can rent it, or you can just borrow my VHS copy because I have it.
Can I admit something?
What?
I've never seen it. Yes.
It's Bette Midler in like red and white gingham singing country songs. Sign me up. You're going to love it.
All right,
okay.
Well, I'm finally going to do it.
Okay, good.
Next up is something to drink. It's my new obsession. Me and my girls like fight over the cans. It's called Cloud Water, and it actually comes in a variety of flavors. They're usually comboed. This one is blood orange and coconut.
I have grapefruit, mint, and basil. It's so good.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. What does it do? This one says immunity on it.
Oh, yeah. They all have actually these wonderful properties. It was formulated with the recommended dietary intake of vitamin D and zinc, helping provide immunity boosts for your system. And it is so good.
And I could mix it with vodka.
That's exactly right, Ross. And you should. Because the vodka will clean out your system, and this will boost it up.
Doctor's order.
That's right.
All right, last up, I'm obsessed with this. It's to relax. So, no spa, no problem. Look at this. It's an electric scalp massager. It has four arms that knead and massage your head. They boost circulation on your scalp. Drew, don't even say it.
Do you know what's so funny? For like the first time ever, I wasn't going to a sexual place.
Oh. Well, I wasn't either, but when I saw it in your hand like that, and that look on your face, I thought, well, that
well,
too.
I wanna, well, now that you say it, but I think, I don't know if I have enough equipment for this.
Well, can I know you're thinking, is it gonna feel good on my head? Can I try it?
Yeah, no, okay, I'm thinking, oh.
Right. I'm aware. Right? It's like better than, you think it's gonna be good and then you try it and you're like, you know how dogs are like, their legs are going like this, you know what I mean? That's what it's doing.
That is better than sex. I don't know. Wow. I think I just want relief. I've got a real tight ponytail right now and my head is sore.
How can you wait to shake that pony out and then get this thing up in there?
It's on.
It's on.
It's on, Rossi.
There's your whole night. You got big business. Oh, are you taking it out right now?
Yeah.
Can I get in there?
Oh, God.
Okay, are you ready? Are you ready for... This will be the most pleasure I've ever given a woman, right now.
Hold on.
Tell me when.
Hold on.
Okay. Do you... Did you see that? How many did you have? There's a lot in there.
I know.
Okay, now may I?
Rossi, I'm prepped.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I know, you want me to double up? Look at this. Oh my gosh.
I am telling you, this is one of the best recommendations you've ever done on the weekend.
Thank you. Well, I honestly, I don't know what I'm doing right now.
You are doing a middle-aged woman a deep service right now. Well,
I didn't mean to.
After the break, our dear friend Hoda Kotb opens up about looking for love and reveals what happened on a recent date. Yes, please. We'll
yes,
be right back.
Please.
Keep going.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Honored with Hoda Kotb's presence.
Oh, I'm not, I love Hoda so much.
Getting to say that.
I know, right?
She's we love
best.
Her. I know.
Yeah, so Drew and I asked her about her recent dating escapades, and she dropped all the wisdom she's so known for. She went there. Check this out.
Mm-hmm. I did see you on a show saying you went on a date,
yep.
And maybe you're going to go on a second.
Yeah, we went on the second.
And
it was fun, and we're going on a third. But here's the great thing.
What made it... What made the first one want to go onto a second one? What made the second one want to go onto a third one, in a nutshell?
I hadn't been on a date in 2 years. because that's when our relationship, my past relationship had ended. So I think it was just the kind of fun of talking about something that wasn't kids and wasn't work. It was just life, and I miss that. And he's really handsome.
So that's fun.
Sometimes that's it.
Does he bring you joy?
Yes, he does. And I'm, you know what? I'm different now than I was. For me, I feel like I have a lot of buckets that I want someone to fill. Like an emotional bucket is fun. A spiritual bucket. There's so many buckets in life. And I think sometimes if you think about your person, like, I think I realize in my life that there's more that I want. I think before I was a pleaser. If he was happy, then I would be happy. I want him to be happy. Was it fun? You know, I wasn't myself. And now I've gotten to a point where, you know, if the date's not for me, and it's okay, I'll say, oh my God, this was so much fun. You're a really nice guy. Like, I don't mind being myself and being confident and knowing what I want. I'm not twisting myself in a pretzel. To make everybody feel good all the time. Because I've done that for most of my life, and it was exhausting.
And I was a love junkie my whole life. But I'd love to ask you a question. Yeah. All my girlfriends are like, oh, you have to date people with kids because you're such an all-in mom. Mm-hmm. What's your theory on that? Because I see good in both, and I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer.
I like someone who is been in some kind of stable relationships and knows what it's like to love someone as much as we love our kids.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like that part. I mean, I look for so many things, but how much he loves his kids and how he talks about his ex is really important.
I went on a date with a guy. You don't understand. I should write a book on my dates. Mm-hmm. I went on a date with a guy, and the first 10 minutes of our conversation were how his daughter discovered he was having an affair.
Oh, Jesus.
And it blew up his marriage with his ex-wife, and his ex-wife is this terrible person, and just went off about her. I was like,
I can't.
I wanted to die.
Get out. Get out. Abort. Get out.
Beep, beep, yeah. Beep, beep, beep. Like, right, where's the door?
I mean, really, dating is fascinating because the more you know yourself, the quicker you understand other people.
Right. And it's such a great feeling to know, like, that doesn't work for me. And I'm cool with it. Like,
yes.
You could be the sweetest orange in the bunch and not everybody likes oranges. Or the same for him. He might be an amazing person, but it may not be for you. But there's nothing wrong with it. And it can be a great conversation. It can be a nice dinner. And then that can be that.
We just love you so much, and thank you, everybody. This has just been such an awesome, awesome, awesome day, and we make this show for you, so please take it with you, everybody. Thank you so much for coming today.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.